Like many of us of a certain age, my body is starting to betray me, and my mind struggles to keep up with these pesky changes. A few more wrinkles, another varicose vein, another gray hair, memory loss, the list goes on. Now my joints are getting creaky too, my left hip currently the one making the most noise and causing constant pain. The fact that I still feel about 19 mentally has run up against stark physical reality. I'm an aging baby boomer, and I have to deal with it. Moaning and getting depressed about the deterioration of my once energetic body didn't get me anywhere. Fortunately, I've moved through that stage. Now, I heed words of wisdom from friends and experts that meditation and stress reduction are crucial to pain management. While I've been a fairly faithful meditator for a number of years, I also rely on the restorative and healing powers of the garden. After my mother's stroke, and for almost 10 years as her caregiver, I experienced a lot of stress. One thing that saved me then was gardening. A friend had a large garden, and I spent every spare moment there, planting, weeding, plunging my hands into the soil, harvesting what we had planted. My mind calmed as I dug, watered, weeded, and harvested. It was glorious respite from the daily worries about Mom. I now have a 6x6 foot garden area next to my patio, crammed with a variety of plants, herbs, and flowers. It satisfies my creative, calming, and meditative needs. Every day I learn something new, see something I haven't seen before. I lose myself in the tiniest details of this little oasis. It teems with life, green annuals with their long tails and pink throat fans. I have learned through observation the origin of the expression leapin' lizards. And the hummingbird that hovered not 4 feet from my face this morning as I sat in the sun. A pair of snails entwined in their mating ritual, momentarily motionless, then rising up together in a graceful arc. House finches that sing while perched on a hanging plant before darting up to their nest under the stairs. And the way water droplets collect on the large leaves of the elephant ear plants. All these small lives, so simple, yet so complex and intertwined. And throughout the day, as the sun shifts and the light changes, I also understand Minnie Evans' description of the 600 shades of green that God has created. When I focus on the intricate and endlessly fascinating life in this small space, the rest of the world goes away. I am fully and mindfully in this world with the flowers, herbs, and creatures who make their home here, and I feel wonder and joy and gratitude. Just to be able to sit in my garden and be a part of this makes me forget about the less important things for a while, like my advancing age, my graying hair, and my creaky joints.